This is the Tuesday, February 1st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We got you covered with a variety of action, college, and NBA. We'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, flying solo here on the podcast. Very significant day as Tom Brady officially announces his retirement. We kind of knew this, obviously, over the weekend, but something that we are keeping an eye on is the betting opportunity. So I want to go through a couple things. One is, let's start in college basketball. This will be my dog of the day later on Daily Wager. I don't have the exact stats in front of me in terms of ATS. But one thing I've always enjoyed over the years is fading Duke and fading Carolina the game before they play each other. So they obviously play each other twice a year, so you get an opportunity like that midweek because they always play each other on like a Saturday. So Louisville is hosting Carolina. So things I usually do is like maybe first half Louisville. It works great when it's like a double-digit spread, like a sleepy opponent where they're Duke's like, you know, laying 12.5 at Wake or something like that. You just grab all the points and Duke barely shows up and then has to like come back and win. This is different. Louisville's a good team. Obviously, new coach. I'm going to grab first half Louisville. You can maybe do some North Carolina team total unders, things like that. But situationally, I just like to play it. It's just not a monster play because it's not one of those double-digit spreads that we like so much. So somebody keep in mind, it will be my dog of the day, though, later on. I'll discuss it more, and hopefully we'll have some more numbers in terms of over the years. What it's and then Duke tomorrow will not be a monster favorite either, but I'm going to fade them as well. NBA, couple things here. It's a little bit lighter card than we had yesterday. And I know Memphis, that was just a wild game. Philly played great. Give them a lot of credit. First thing I want to talk about is Spencer Dinwiddie. He's been great with the points plus assists plus rebounds prop when Beal is out. We know Beal's going to miss some time for Washington. Now, they could get blown out and maybe a fourth quarter he sits or something like that. But I think he'll get enough run, especially he's on the trade block, so maybe that'll help. But Bucks are 11.5-point favorites at home. But I'll take the Wizards in terms of the Dinwiddie to at least get enough minutes there to go over his points plus assists plus rebounds. The one side I like, and it was overnight, it was around 3. Now it's 4.5. Don't love it as much, but I'm still going to lay it with Minnesota. There's some 4s out there, too. I'd grab it. T-Wolves, obviously, a much better team than people realize. They just waxed Utah, although Utah's been struggling of late. I just like what they're doing. Denver has Utah tomorrow. I don't know if it's – I'm not going to say it's a look-ahead play, but it's one of these – not for whatever reasons, but the T-Wolves don't get everyone's best effort. And not best effort, but they're not one of these marquee franchises that everyone gets up for. So the T-Wolves, when healthy, can really lay it on you and play well. Phoenix laying 5.5 to Brooklyn. Obviously, the Nets are capable, but this Suns team is just so explosive, so dynamic. They've been playing great. Biombo's been filling in nicely in the middle with Ayton out. There's just a lot to like with Phoenix. It's hard for me to get off that train. Golden State, San Antonio, Tyler always talks about the overs. Whenever the Spurs are at home, that number's 223.5. I'm not going to get involved, but it certainly caught my attention. And Orlando and Chicago, 9 points is a lot. I'm not going to lay it. I would consider taking it. And then New Orleans, Detroit, Pelicans played really well down the stretch with the Cavs, gave them a run for their money. They're now going to Detroit. I can't get involved in that game. So there's not a lot to like on this card. Toronto's playing better. Laying 2.5 at home to Miami. I got to check who's playing for the Heat. That's always much more significant than anything. But that's like sort of my breakdown of the card. I like that one play in college, as I mentioned, but there's a few variations of how to play it. I would go first half team total under for UNC. I would also play Louisville first half on the side. And then for later today, I'm going to do dog of the day. That's the thing that jumps out to most, unless something changes there with some of these NBA underdogs and maybe some late last minute handicapping. But in general, it is tough to get too far ahead. I mean, yesterday I was lucky that I got Memphis +3 and then Embiid's out. I just like the spot for the Grizzlies. Of course, you get the last second millisecond lay-in by Maxey to push the plus three. Went to overtime. Just a crazy game. Huge swings down the stretch there in terms of point spread hijinks. But that'll do it for this pod. We'll see you later today, 6 Eastern on ESPN2. We were off yesterday. We'll be back on usual schedule the rest of the week.